Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
My question today is, where is God? I mean, my life's been turned upside down. People are dying all over the world. We're told not to go out of our houses. The world's commerce has come to a halt. The stock markets are in shambles. Again, I ask, where is God? You know, thousands of years ago, a man named Gideon was asking this same question. We find in the book of Judges, chapter 6, beginning with verse 13, Gideon asked, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites." You know, the Bible tells us that God will never leave us or forsake us, and I believe that God is alive and active in His church. But if you think walking with Jesus means an endless series of miracles, burning bushes, small still voices, and warm fuzzies, then you're going to be very disappointed. God just doesn't work that way. Every believer has times in which they feel as though God is distant or absent altogether. Many of us assume that that silence from heaven means that something's gone wrong, that the inability to feel God's Spirit means that God has turned His face away. But this is not what God's Word tells us. He works His salvation out in us by taking us through the valley of the cross that Jesus walked, which often means feeling alone or abandoned. In reality, we most certainly are not alone during these dark times. But walking by faith means believing that we are not alone even when we can't feel the warmth of God's presence. Can you walk by faith in God's promise alone, even when you can't see or feel anything? Can you ask, where is God, knowing that He never leaves or forsakes you? As we go through these days of uncertainty and confusion, I ask that you pray and meditate on God's promises, which are infinitely stronger than our feelings and our emotions.
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.